This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We got a bunch of calls on the line, so I want to get right to it. So Nathan, who's up next?
Barbara's in New York.
Barbara, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a small patio, so I'm using containers for my flowers.
Okay.
Last year, I had big-time spider mites, and I talked with you back then, so I want to go over this for now. You said, I believe, that if I use a systemic houseplant insect control,
yep,
that I could use the dirt that I have in these containers.
That is correct.
Replacing everything. My question is, I plant my flowers, then do I put the granules on top of the soil?
So are you putting new soil into the container each year?
No, I don't, if I can help it. I'm 90 years old, sir, and it's very difficult for me to do that. So I try to use the soil I've got and add more to it.
Perfect. That's a good thing to keep the same soil, especially to try and keep the microbes going and everything. So you're doing the right thing there. So I would, before I plant anything, I would take that systemic houseplant that we discussed, because you can still purchase it in New York.
Right.
I would use it and put it into the soil prior to planting anything. And just by mixing it into the soil, because then it just starts getting activated earlier and gets any of the eggs or any of those things that are in the soil taken care of. So you definitely do it first.
Okay. All right. Now, the next question then, do I use a spray like Neem Oil or something like that, or Neem Oil, prior to, as a preventative?
So you can use it as a preventative, but you know, it's, once it's planted, then you can use it, because it's not gonna do much for you on just spraying the soil. Because
that's what I meant.
Okay. Yeah. So the neem oil, though, doesn't have a residual. Right? So it doesn't sit. It's an organic, so it lasts only 10 to 14 days.
Okay.
And so you just want to make sure that when you do spray it, you know, it's, you know, the plant's in there. We're doing it every, let's call it every 10 days. around the same time frame that you would have had it last year. Some of the same conditions are probably going to happen just like they do, you know, each year. Right. That's when I would be spraying it, you know, prior to that time frame. So let's just say, for example, you know, June 1st is when you have the insects every year.
Right.
So I'd like you to get a couple applications prior to that. So it would be about 20 days prior to when it was affected last year.
Okay.
So that it gets a little bit of what's before it, right? Because they're in the smaller stages. They're in the, you know, the beginning stages of growth. And so it's easier for a product like neem oil to kill the insect because it's in its infancy. The plant, the, the insects are in their infancy.
Right. So you're saying then that neem is the one I should use?
Neem would be a good one as a spray. Because it can be used for multiple uses. It has it has fungicide, insecticide, and miticide qualities. So it's definitely definitely something to use. But again, it just doesn't have a long residual. Just like most organics, they don't have a long residual.
Okay. Is there a different one that you would suggest?
If you're looking for something with a residual, I would look at using something like 8 from Bonide. Okay, so 8 lasts 4 to 6 weeks in the soil. So that could be an option for you. But, you know, if, with organics, the neem oil is probably your best bet.
Okay. All right. So it is a preventative. That's
as a preventative, yeah.
And every 20 days prior to spray a little bit on things, and then every, 10 days after that?
Yeah, so, you know, it's one thing to prevent, right?
Right.
But you just never know when the temperatures are going to be identical to what caused it last year. So we kind of try and say this is when it's going to be about each season. And then build from there. So I would say continue it for another 3, maybe 4 applications.
Okay.
After, you know, after you've gotten to that point where you know it's the right time frame.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you very much. And I wish that we could have more of you and less of the advertising, but I know advertising pays for things.
Yeah, I understand.
It would be great if we could have more of you. Thank
Definitely.
You so much, Patrick. Thank
All right, you. You have a great one, Barbara.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Got some more calls. Nathan, who's up next?
Dan's near me at Motley, Minnesota.
Dan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I really enjoy your show. I get up early to make sure I can hear it.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
On Sunday. I miss your dad, too, but.
Thank you.
I've got a 15 by 40 garden that I filled up in the past couple years. It's just been a weed issue there where I've always had weed.
Yep.
So I went and put about 35-gallon buckets down instead, and I just did that last season. And everything seemed to work well. I grew everything from peppers to tomatoes, and everything seemed to work. My question is, what can I do to enhance the soil without replacing everything in all the 5-gallon pails so I can get the soil ready to plant again this season?
Definitely. So, you know, I would look at using, for a fertilizer, I would use a product like Garden Tone from Espoma.
Okay.
The Garden Tone is perfect to get the garden started for the season and get it ready and start to activate those nutrients. And then on top of that, I'd be looking at using some sort of compost to mix into the top of the soil and kind of, you know, mix in the best you can into those containers.
Yeah,
so that
I kind of was thinking I'd need to do something like that. So we're on the same level here.
Yeah, but no, I definitely. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, I'm sorry, Patrick. But that other product that you said, put that on the surface, blend that in, and then blend in the top of the compost on top of that?
Yeah, so what I would do, which would be, make your life easier, would be I would put the compost down, and then I would also put the garden tone down at the same time and then mix everything, right? So that way you're not having to do it, you know, mix it multiple times. It's just kind of a one and done type thing. And on the back of the fertilizer bag, it will tell you usually by container size how much you would need. So I'm gonna try and pull up the website while we talk here real quick.
Is that a product that's available here in Minnesota?
Yeah, it should be definitely. They're definitely nationwide. Here while we're talking, so I got the garden tone. And for how much to use, right on the back of it, we'll say for potted plants, right, for established plants, we want to sprinkle 1.5 teaspoons of garden tone per 4-inch of pot diameter onto the soil along the outer edge of the pot. Okay? So it's definitely worth using for you.
Okay.
It's definitely putting it in and mixing the compost all at the same time, so it's not affecting, you know, you're not doing it multiple times and moving it.
Okay.
It's all getting moved together. Now, if you have some more questions, hang tight with me because I'm hitting a break. If not, we'll be right back.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been a professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a 9-pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Coverstorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Dan. He's doing a bunch of planting in containers in his garden. He's found that it's been a lot easier. We were talking about additives, you know, talked about adding some compost. And I was talking about using Garden Tone as a product for him to use. And I'm still on the line, and I was hoping, is what else can we help you with when it comes to this?
That solves my problem, I guess. With that product that you mentioned, is that a fertilizer?
Then? It is. Yep, it's a granular fertilizer. I'm trying to, take a look. It should be in there. If you go to espoma.com, so espoma.com, they have a spot that says where to buy.
Okay.
And you can just plug in your zip code. I tried to put in just the state, and it wouldn't let me. You throw your zip code in there, it'll tell you a local garden center you can purchase it at.
Okay, and just in case it's not available where I'm at, is this like a 10-10-10 fertilizer, just in case I have to go that route?
So it would be a little bit less than that. This is what a 3-4-4, but it's got mycorrhizae in the soil in the fertilizer. Okay. So that mycorrhizae is going to help you even more. And the other thing is there's a bunch of there's 5% calcium per bag. And that calcium helps, like, if you're planting tomatoes or anything that's going to have, like, a blossom end rot, it's going to help help prevent that.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for all your help, Patrick. I appreciate it. And I really love your show.
Well, thanks, Dan. You have a great rest of your day.
You too, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Phone number is 855-660-4261. Who's up next?
Julie's in Osterville.
Julie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello?
Good morning. How can we help you, Julie?
I have a couple of questions, and I came in on the conversation you had with the woman on hydrangeas, and I have hydrangeas as well, but I'd like to be blue, but they usually are pink. And I have, like, I don't know the steps to put down the different fertilizers and products. Love Your Soil, I have. I have superphosphate. I have 10-10-10.
Mm-hmm.
I have step one for my lawn, but I have a crabgrass preventive because I usually have to overseed.
Mm-hmm.
I have lime, and I have soil acidifier. So because my soil is very hard-packed, just to start with the lawn, I'm ready to put down that Love Your Soil, superphosphate, and NatuCal.
Okay, so I wouldn't put the superphosphate on the lawn. I would put the superphosphate on the hydrangea.
Okay.
Okay, so
for the lawn, I can put down the Love Your Soil. I believe it's double the quantity if your soil is hard packed.
Yep.
But I have a small lawn. It's only 1,000 square feet.
Yep.
So my question is, and maybe like what setting would I put it on? I have a drop setting. If I put twice the amount down.
So I would open it up so it's fully open all the way.
Okay.
So to the top number, however high it goes, that's what I would do.
Okay. And it would be okay to start doing that now, I think. It's been pretty warm here.
Yeah, for down in Osterville, your soil is getting really close. It's not frozen. So you should be okay.
So I would put you on the Love Your Soil and just go through the whole bag, a small bag.
So are you buying the 18-pound bag?
I'm buying the smallest bag there is.
So right now I believe there's an 18-pound bag is the smallest.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so you would use about 2/3 of that.
Okay.
Okay, so basically for 1,000 square feet, you're using 12 pounds.
Okay,
so you'd use 2/3 of that bag to put down on the lawn. You could also put the crabgrass control down right after that if you wanted to as well.
Step one.
Yes.
And the Magi-Cal.
And the Magi-Cal. All one right after another. You got to hang tight for me. I'm going to a break. I will be right back. So stay tuned for that.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA News Update. The death toll up to 5 in Arkansas after powerful tornadoes tore through the area. That storm system now in the Northeast. Millions of Americans are at risk of losing their Medicaid coverage.
The reality will hit home first for residents in Arizona, Arkansas, Idaho, New Hampshire, and South Dakota. Those are the first 5 states that will begin dropping people from the Medicaid rolls as early as this month. Medicaid enrollment skyrocketed since March 2020. That's when lawmakers passed the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, which prevented states from involuntarily removing anyone from coverage. 14 more states will begin dropping people in May, and 20 additional states in June. All states must complete their redeterminations of Medicaid eligibility over the next 14 months. I'm John Schaefer.
The shape of a person's heart could indicate future cardiac disease if it's more spherical than oblong. Corey Myers, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they could help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're on with Julie asking some questions about the lawn and hydrangeas. So before the break, you mentioned putting down Love Your Soil. You can also then put down your crabgrass control with the fertilizer. And you can also put the Magical down. And I would do them like one right after the other. You don't put them in the same spreader, but you can do them one right after the other. It might make sense for you to wait until the end of this week. Just because the amount of rain that we should get in a 3-day span, I don't want it to wash it all away if it gets, you know, too wet, right? I'd rather it just be watered in versus a torrential downpour. And I know it just 3-day rain. I just don't know how much we're going to get. So that's why I'm saying wait until about Friday or Saturday of next week.
Okay.
Okay.
The step one with a crabgrass preventative, I think it's Scott's. Is that the one I'm referring to?
The one with Scott's, the first step you can, if it has a starter fertilizer in it with the crabgrass control, that is one you can put seed down at the same time. If it doesn't have a starter fertilizer, you cannot put the seed down.
Right, of course.
Yep.
And then the 10-10-10 you mentioned previously.
Yep.
I wouldn't put that down as well.
No, you don't put that on the lawn. So that one, that is going to be part of the fertilization program for your hydrangea. So you're going to look to, at this point, I would put the super phosphate in. Okay? So that super phosphate is going to help with the root development, the shoot development, and then eventually the flower development. What you could also do at the same time is you could put that soil acidifier that you have. That soil acidifier is going to help turn your hydrangea the blue color you're looking for. And you can actually put that down every 60 days to get it so it's a deeper blue color. So it's not like a one and done. This is multiple applications. Okay? And then 6 weeks from, you know, putting the superphosphate down and the soil acidifier, that's when you would use a 10-10-10 fertilizer. Okay, so
how about the Hollytone? When would that go down?
So Hollytone's not going to go on the hydrangea this year at all.
The Holly Tone could go down on your evergreens, everything except arborvitaes. Arborvitaes don't like the Holly Tone. Put that down, and you could do that now on the other shrubs that you have in the yard.
But no Holly Tone.
No Holly Tone on the hydrangeas. You're fertilizing it with the superphosphate and the 10-10-10. You would be putting too much fertilizer down.
Okay.
Okay.
So the superphosphate, the 10-10-10, and the acidifier could go down now.
Yep. The 10-10-10, you wait 6 weeks from now. Don't put the 10-10-10 down. Put the superphosphate and the soil acidifier. 6 weeks from now, then you would put down the 10-10-10 on the hydrangea.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, and one more thing. Plant skid. The plant skid, I understand, is good for rabbits and deer.
Yep.
On the hosta.
Yep, you can put that down. You just have to reapply it after it rains. So, you know, just keep that in mind.
Okay. And then granules are okay.
Granules okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, Julie. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, Nathan, who's up next?
Mike's in New Bedford.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
High pH, does that contribute to moss in the grass?
It can. It can do the same thing as a low pH.
Okay. And what about organic lawn food? Does that contribute to moss also, putting that down versus using a chemical product?
No.
No?
No, it's what's going on in the soil a lot of times. It has nothing to do with the fertilizer. And what could be happening is the fertilizer you're putting down isn't doing enough because it's trapped under there. I'm not sure if you have like a clay-filled soil or if it's really hard, compact soil.
Yeah, it's a combination of all things plus shade. So I was just wondering if organic lawn food could be contributing to that, but it's not.
Not at all. Okay. So what you got to do to really get rid of it?
Oh, no, I know what I got to do to get rid of it. It's the Love Your Soil and that product there. So I got another question for you.
Sure.
Jonathan Green seed there, the
Black Beauty,
the original. Which is a better seed to put down in shaded areas?
In shaded areas, I wouldn't use either one of those.
No?
I would use their product called Shady Nooks.
Okay.
Okay, and Shady Nooks can take 2 hours of sunlight, so it's a very heavy shady seed.
Okay, and what about temperature-wise? When's the best time for temperature-wise to put down this seed?
We want to wait for the soil to be 55 degrees or warmer. At this
point,
mid-May? No, it could be about 3 weeks from now.
Okay.
You know, if you listen to the show weekly, I kind of try to give an update of where we're at for the next couple weeks. But I'd say probably 2 weeks-ish.
Okay.
You know, down being in New Bedford, you're close enough to the Cape where it's, you know, got that climate that comes with it.
Yep.
So you're probably a little bit ahead of where I am. So you're not far from 50 degrees. So you're probably at like a 46 degree soil temperatures.
Okay.
So it could be about 10 to 14 days. And then at that point, that's when I'd be putting the seed down.
All right. So I got 10,000 square. How many pounds of seed should go down?
Is it new or overseeding?
Overseeding.
So the ratio that I've always done is 1 to 3 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So anywhere from 10 to 30 pounds. Maybe find a happy medium somewhere in the middle. What I would do, to be honest with you, is say you bought a 25-pound bag. I wouldn't put the whole 25 pounds down right away. What I would do is put about 3/4 of that bag over that area, let it sit for about 10 days, and then use the rest of that bag and put it over the top of that so that any of the seed that doesn't germinate on that first try, at least the second try is going to fill in those areas and make it a thicker lawn versus just putting it down once and hoping that everything germinates and is under control.
And you're talking about 30 pounds for about 10,000 square?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And what about the starter fertilizer? How many pounds of that?
So that, for 10,000, so they make bags by 5,000 or 15,000 square feet, so I'd just get two of the 5,000 square foot bags. Because you don't want to put too much, because too much of that phosphorus on there, because it is a heavy number, and there's tons of nitrogen in both of them, could just end up burning the entire lawn, and you don't want to do that.
Okay, because that, all right, that could be problematic.
Yeah, more is not better when it comes to fertilizer.
I agree with that statement. Okay, thanks very much.
No problem, Mike. Have a great one.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Doug's in New Hampshire.
Doug, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I got a quick question for you.
Sure.
I have a hydrophobic soil. You know, it doesn't want to take water once it dries out a little bit.
Yeah.
What do you recommend for that?
So I'd look to be adding into the soil any type of organic material that you can add to it. That's step one. I'd also look at adding, you could be adding some sand. You could be adding
sandy soil.
I'm sorry?
It's already sandy soil.
Okay, so sand in a soil helps the drainage. That's why I was bringing that up.
Yeah.
The other thing, look at adding some perlite to the soil.
Perlite.
Okay.
I made about 400 pounds of biochar last year and put that in there.
That's going to help as well. You're going to start to notice some of those things this season instead of, you know, just last season.
Yeah,
So that's a good thing to have in there. But just to help retain some of the moisture that's in there, perlite's a huge thing. The compost, just adding to it, adding organic material to any soil is going to benefit it.
Yeah, I've been adding tremendous amount of compost to over the last 10 years.
Okay.
But, you know, even where there's loads of compost and it's mixed in where it dries on the surface, especially if you're winding watering seeds or small plants,
yep,
it doesn't want to soak in, will run away from the plants.
So one other thing I would look at doing for you, there's a product out there called Hydratane. Okay, so Hydratane comes in a liquid form where it's like a hose end and you can water it over the area, or a granular. What that does is that holds the moisture in the soil, but it also pulls the moisture as needed from the atmosphere. So it takes the moisture in the air and pulls it into the soil. So that might keep the soil a little bit looser for you.
Okay.
Right? So that could be something that would really be beneficial for you. But that product's called Hydratane.
Okay.
And it can be used on veggie gardens without a problem. It's not going to like harm you or anything like that. So it's good for it, but it holds the moisture and it also pulls the moisture from the air. That way, you know, you would end up watering less and you might not have that runoff as easily.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Another thing to think about is maybe throwing a small layer of some sort of mulch over the top.
Oh, I mulch everything every year.
Okay. So, you know, maybe looking at an enriching mulch in the fall. Right, so
I put down, I guess, 4 inches of chopped leaves on there this year.
Oh, nice! It's like you've done this before.
And then I had a 6-acre garden for 35 years.
Oh wow, awesome!
Yeah, so it's not like I haven't gardened before.
Yeah,
but I did. And plus, when I water, I usually put my water into a 33-gallon garbage can.
Okay.
And then I mix in a little dish soap so it will go into the soil easier. But, you know, if I'm in a hurry, it's hard to do that.
No, understandably so. You know, I would say too, another thing to do is if you have time at any, you know, time, is getting good soakings to the soils helps. So deeper waterings. So if you have way to put like soaker hoses in some of the areas, that will help keep the water deeper, which will help the root system, which means later on we don't have to water as much and you won't have as many of those issues.
Yeah, it's mostly just the young plants. The other plants, I have plenty of mulch around where there's no problem. It's just like some of the, like starting some of the seedlings again.
Yeah, so adding some of the, you know, adding some perlite and some more organic matter is definitely going to help. The perlite's going to keep the moisture in there and allow it to stay around the plant.
Okay. All right, I'll give it a try.
All right, sounds good.
All right, have a good morning.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. About a minute before the break, we'll come back in a little bit here, answer, try to finish up the show with some answers to some questions, and then move on till next week. So hopefully, you know, if you're on the line, you can get those answer, those questions answered. But sun's finally coming out. Still chilly, but it's going to be a good day to go out and enjoy it. So hopefully you can get out and enjoy the day and have some fun out there, because it's spring is sprung, if you will. So we'll enjoy it. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back in a few minutes. We'll wrap up the show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We've got a number of calls on the line. I'm going to do what I can to get to everybody. So let's go right away. Nathan, who's up next?
Stacy's in Hampstead.
Stacy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. I actually have two questions for you.
Sure.
I have some overgrown holly bushes in my front yard, right by my front door, and I really wanted to cut them back. I do that now?
Yes, definitely.
And the other one is I have a bleeding heart that's huge, and I wanted to divide it. And when's the best time to do that?
Okay. So that holly bush, this is a good time to do it. You can definitely prune it back. I want you to start with pruning it back by a third of it. I want you to base it on where the foliage is of a third, because sometimes in the center of the plant there's no foliage, and that's just branching, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you cut it a third back just based on the size of it, sometimes you can cut into it where it just leaves branching, and that usually doesn't help the plant. So a third of where the green leaves are, okay? This would also be a good time to fertilize it. I would look at fertilizing it with like a holly tone, okay?
Okay.
That's going to help it. Now, as far as the bleeding heart, it's probably popped up and hasn't bloomed at this point, I would say.
Right, it's just poking through.
I would wait until it's done flowering to move it or divide it. Okay, because unless you're okay with just moving it and you have to move it now. It's just
just that it gets so top-heavy, it bends over.
Yeah. So if you're worried about it getting top-heavy, there are other ways that you could do it. You could actually buy what's called a grow-through grid. And what it is it's kind of like a peony ring, but that ring on the top is actually like a grid. So you put it on around now, and the plant grows through it, and then it's almost got a stake all the way around it to hold it up so it doesn't become top heavy for you. So that okay. grid has two stakes that you put on either side. So you'd want to like grow with it and probably have it about maybe 6-8 inches up from the base and let it grow through, and then that can help it so that it's not top heavy and falling over. But if you wanted to split it and move some of it, that's fine too. Just wait till it's done blooming.
Okay. All right.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. All right, Nathan, one more.
Lewis is in Lansing.
Lewis, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, thank you. I plant rhubarb every year.
Yep.
And every year it takes off like a rocket. And then in midsummer, sun comes out and chills it. And I tried to plant it in like 4 different spots in the yard. And it doesn't matter. It's the same thing every year. It grows like crazy, and the sun burns it up.
Okay. Now, have you done anything to the soil in the past at all? Have you done any fertilizing? What have you done?
No, I have not. I live in a wooded area. I live in a wooded area. Grass grows pretty good around it.
Okay. I would look at using some compost, mixing some compost in that soil. Getting it, enriched with that. I'd also look to fertilize early in the spring, so when you're getting it started with like a garden tone, and then doing it a few times during the season, because what happens is if you don't fertilize it multiple times, the plant becomes weak. And so when the drought or the sun hits it, it causes it to stress out and not pull up as much water as it needs to. All right. So it is something that does need some fertilizer to keep it going. You can add, for the fertilizer, you could add like an all-purpose or a chicken manure in the spring at this point. We're trying really to get it to that second season with the rhubarb so that when it comes back, it's a better harvest for you. And so that's part of it. Fertilizing and doing some extra watering, a little bit of extra everything to just help it getting through in that summer season. That's what I would look at doing this year. I unfortunately do have to go. We're right up at the end of the show. I appreciate that call, Lewis. You have a great rest of your day. For everyone else, get out there, plant something, be good to each other. We're all we got. We'll talk to you guys next week. We'll see ya.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.